Title: First Amendment Slaps Publicity Right Plaintiff in Hurt Locker Case. Content: On February 17, 2016, the Ninth Circuit affirmed the dismissal by the Central District of California under the California Anti-Slap Statute of a publicity rights claim against the motion picture The Hurt Locker. The plaintiff, Army Sergeant Jeffrey Sarver, an explosive ordnance disposal technician in Iraq, claimed the film appropriated his life story. Sarver v. Chartier, Ninth Circuit, Case No. 11-56986, decided February 17, 2016. The motion picture The Hurt Locker tells the story of fictional Army Sergeant First Class William James, portrayed by Jeremy Renner, as he leads a team of specialists protecting lives by disarming explosive devices during the Iraq War. The critically acclaimed film, released in 2009, won 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, Kathryn Bigelow, the first and only female director to win this award, and Best Original Screenplay, Mark Bowell. Bowell based the screenplay on his personal coverage of the Iraq War, where he observed Sergeant Sarver and later interviewed him back in the States. Sarver asserted that Bowell, without authorization, published a factual account about Sarver in Playboy magazine, then later fictionalized the story in the film. California's anti-slap, strategic lawsuit against public policy, statute was enacted to allow early dismissal of meritless actions which might otherwise inhibit the exercise of First Amendment rights through costly and time-consuming litigation. The statute authorizes dismissal where the defendant demonstrates the complaint of actions are in furtherance of protected First Amendment activity, thus shifting the burden to the plaintiff to demonstrate a probability of success on the merits. The Ninth Circuit had no difficulty in finding that the motion picture was an expressive work about a matter of public interest entitled to the highest level of First Amendment protection. This was in contrast to commercial speech, where an individual's publicity rights may more readily prevail. The court, as examples of less protected commercial speech, cited Paris Hilton's claim against Hallmark's use of her image and catchphrase "that's hot" on greeting cards, Hilton v. Hallmark Cards, 599F.3D894.9, T.H. Circle 2009, merely merchandising a celebrity's image, Keller v. Electronic Arts Incorporated, 724F.3D1268.9, T.H. Circle 2013, and Davis v. Electronic Arts Incorporated, 775F.3D1172.9, T.H. Circle 2015, football players interpolated into video games, and Newcomb v. Adolf Coors Company, 157F.3D.686.9, T.H. Circle 1998, Dodgers pitcher Don Newcomb's image in a printed beer ad. In dismissing, the Ninth Circuit found the filmmakers had met their burden, but that the plaintiff had not shown a probability of success on the merits. The decision should provide substantial comfort to filmmakers telling stories based upon or inspired by real-life events, whether such films portray the real persons by name or fictionalize the story for dramatic purposes. However, the Ninth Circuit's opinion is somewhat more nuanced and deserves a closer reading for its other aspects that may give guidance on how such claims may be litigated in the future. One of the potentially more important, but easily overlooked, aspects of the case is its choice of law dimension. Sarver initially brought the case in New Jersey, with the defendants successfully removing it to California, likely because New Jersey does not have a slap statute. That, however, did not end the inquiry, since the Ninth Circuit then needed to determine whether New Jersey law, without slap, still applied. Although federal courts in a diversity suit would normally apply the choice of law rules of the forum state, the rule is different where the case is transferred. In that instance, the transferor court's conflicts rules apply. Thus, applying New Jersey conflicts principles, the Ninth Circuit ultimately found that the state with the most significant relationship to the claim was California, since much of the conduct and most of the parties were centered in California and, likely very significantly, because Sarver could not convincingly demonstrate his domicile was New Jersey, where he was merely posted by the Army when the film was released. The court also held that New Jersey's interest in not applying slap principles did not outweigh California's interest in preserving them, since certain New Jersey courts had already suggested that S.L.